Hallelujah. It led me out of darkness. Are you with me? As folks is wrapped up in darkness and say they're saved, but there's something wrong somewhere. The Holy Ghost is a leader. The Holy Ghost is a leader. I don't care. You can be in Babylon. The Holy Ghost gonna bring you out of Babylon. The Holy Ghost gonna bring you out. Yes, it will. Yeah, I know God is all right. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't get the music too loud. I want the folks to hear me. And I see them, they fooling all their children, telling the children they got the Holy Ghost. And them children is still lying. Them children is still fornicating. Them children is still drinking. Them children is still jumping, but they don't have the real Holy Ghost. They make preachers out of their children. They don't have the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. I'm so glad I know what the Holy Ghost is. Hallelujah to God. They can't understand nothing. I say they can't understand nothing. Talking about they saved, but they won't get baptized. In Jesus' name, there's something wrong with the Holy Ghost. You hear me today? The Holy Ghost is a testimony of Jesus Christ. When the Holy Ghost comes, they can tell you as one Lord, as one saved, as one baptism, as one true Jesus, one Jesus, the Christ, when it comes, it'll let you know, ain't but one God, ain't but one Lord, ain't but one saved, but the Holy Ghost got to be inside of you, for you to know that, if they don't have it, they gonna say, the blessed Trinity, but I'm here to tell you, there's no Trinity. If God is in you, that's one God. How can three gods get inside of you? There's only one God. Are you with me today? It's not a Trinity, but it's a Godhead. The fullness of God was in Christ. All of God was in Christ. Is that right? I want to tell you, when you see Jesus, you see God. The Holy Ghost will let you know. When you see Jesus, you'll see God. When you see Jesus, you'll see the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost will let you know that. Hey, ain't God all right? Ain't it all right? You cannot preach without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. They are confused, and then they have audacity to send people out talking about God told them to go out into the vineyard. God told them, I want you to preach. I want you to carry my word. God never told them, but they want to be so big in the Lord. They say, I'm a prophetess, and I prophesy out of you today. I want to do what God wants me to do. That's what they tell them. God told me to tell you, get ready. He got a work for you to do. He got a work for you to do. And they call themselves preparing for the work. I'm going to send you to another nation. God told me he was going to use you in a special way. God told me you will speak and eyes will come open. You want to speak and legs come back on people. You will speak and arm come back. Well, that's up the devil. A false revival is in our land. I said a false revival is in our land today. They're running down the aisle and squalling and screaming. Ha ba 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 ba. But that's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a language. I said the Holy Ghost is a language. It ain't talking about no. That is not the Holy Ghost. They speak in tongues that the Spirit gave them utterance. But everybody, they tell you now, it don't take all of that. You ain't got to speak in tongues. But Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and stay there till it be endued with power from on high.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Keep you. All right, last week, you remember, I said something about not going to heaven when we die. Now, I'm not the only one that realized this. I got a book here in front of me, a booklet that I get in the mail. And here's what this person has to say about it. Indeed, those who have died are still dead and in the grave, unconscious and unable to praise. Now, this is in your Bible, too. Get your Bible and check with me, because I don't want to say, Brother Gaspy didn't write this. I'm just reading what's written. And this is written in your Bible here. Psalm 6:5. Write these down and go to them later, because I don't have time to look them up right now. I got some other things I want to say. And Psalm 30, verse 9, Isaiah 38:18. And these scriptures, the voice, so we have seen and shows that no human being except Jesus Christ has ever entered heaven, and that remains so today. The voice referred to in Revelation 19 then cannot be those of saved human beings now in heaven. Jesus did not tell his disciples they would expect to dwell in heaven. He spoke instead of a kingdom belonging to God in heaven that is to be established on the earth at Christ's second coming. Notice Jesus' explanation that he would come to join his followers on earth at his return rather than have them come to live with him in heaven where he currently resides. After Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, he spent 40 days teaching his disciples, instructing them about the kingdom of God, Acts 1:3. After this, he joined his Father in heaven. Notice the instruction his disciples received after he rose into the sky. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly at heaven, he went up, and behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven, Acts 1:9-11. Jesus speaks repeatedly of his return to establish the kingdom of God on earth. Matthew 25:31-34. Now, I've checked these scriptures out, and I verify what this person is saying. But I got some more scriptures I want to give you. Luke 21:27-31. That's Luke 21:27-31. He will return to earth and establish his kingdom here, not in heaven. In what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer, he instructs his followers to pray to their heavenly Father, "Your kingdom come," Matthew 6:10 and Luke 11:2. That is the true goal of every Christian, Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." We are to pray for its arrival. Jesus speaks of himself in a parable comparing himself to a certain nobleman who went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. The far country is his Father's dwelling place, which is in heaven. Jesus will bring the kingdom of God to earth at his return. The Old Testament prophecy is so specific about Jesus' return that it tells us exactly where he will arrive back on earth to establish his kingdom. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Zechariah 14:4-9. Now I'm going to read these scriptures from the Bible. I've got King James Bible here in front of me. Zechariah 14:4, "And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south." Verse 9. "The Lord shall be king over all the earth," not heaven, earth. "And that day shall there be one Lord, and his name is one." I'm going to read the rest of this chapter for you. I think I have time to do that. But I would advise you to read the whole chapter and read and write these, but especially this one chapter, read that. And it should convince you that we are not to go to heaven. We're not going to heaven when we die. Okay, verse 10. "And the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Haniel unto the king's winepress, and men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, and of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents, as this plague. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left of all the nations which shall come against Jerusalem, shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts and to keep the feast of the tabernacles. You also find this prophecy in the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, the first few verses, and also the fourth chapter of Micah, the first few verses of the fourth chapter of Micah. You find these same prophecies. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families